The Associated Press recently named LeBron James and Naomi Osaka as its Athletes of the Year. James led the Los Angeles Lakers to the NBA title. He also spoke out for Black Lives Matter.
It's not a movement. I don't like the word movement because unfortunately in America and society, there ain't been no damn movement for us. There ain't been no movement.
And when she won the U.S. Open, Osaka wore masks that bore the names of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
I just felt like while I'm here, while for some reason there's a TV camera on me, I might as well use it to the best of my ability.
Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, how did these two voices change the discourse?
I think they both had a big impact, especially LeBron James, just because he's the most looked at and noted athlete in the world. And him bringing to the forefront, not that it wasn't already there, but adding his voice to the many voices, along with Oprah Winfrey and Beyonce, about what happened with Breonna Taylor. You know, everyone knows her name now, but it wasn't written in stone that that would be. It took many people who already had a platform talking about her and what happened to her in Louisville to raise her story to that of national attention. And with Osaka, you know, for her sport, she's a great tennis player. You could argue the best tennis player, but she was the most active in the sport of tennis in terms of raising awareness for these issues. You needed to have the marriage of the great on-court play with the sentiment that marks the zeitgeist of the time, and that's why these two were appropriate choices.
I'm also thinking about just the differences in the way collectively we're talking about all of this along with these athletes. It was different a few years ago with Colin Kaepernick.
It was when the NFL came down hard on Colin Kaepernick, and I think we could fairly say blackballed him, or at least didn't give him an honest chance to ever make a squad because of his beliefs and his acting out on those beliefs. The consensus was, whether you agreed with that was fair or unfair, well, of course that's what the NFL is going to do. That's who the NFL is. That's the part of the culture that they reflect. And now it's different. Now it would seem if Kaepernick engaged in such an action that there would be no repercussions. In fact, many NFL athletes have been very vocal, and they have been, to some extent, a large extent, supported by the league. So it really has changed so much, at least in terms of what the leagues themselves, how they countenance their athletes speaking out on issues important to them.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some of the sports performances this year. We saw some great ones on the courts and on the field this year when sports resumed. Here's one of them. That's how it sounded on Fox when the L.A. Dodgers won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. What were the highlights for you?
Yeah, in terms of on-the-field performance, the playoffs really got good after an odd baseball season, only 60 games playing before cardboard cutouts, and the Dodgers were the best team. Although now, what occupies your mind is Justin Turner, who tested positive for COVID, going out and celebrating with his teammates. I don't know if it was overshadowed, but that's what I think of when I think of Dodgers celebrating. In basketball, their bubble worked really well, as did the WNBA, NBA bubbles. The Lakers, another example, well, crazy. Credit to Los Angeles, I guess. They need some good news. Their team was dominant, the Seattle Storm, so in the WNBA. So let's celebrate the things that we did have and were able to have. Let's note the things we didn't. And I think if we have a note of ambivalence about, say, the college football playoffs, which are going to happen, but maybe they shouldn't, I think that's fine too.
Mm-hmm. There's also so much loss this year, Mike. We lost Kobe Bryant. He died along with his daughter and seven other people in a helicopter crash. And then later this year, soccer legend Diego Maradona died. Can you put these losses in the sports world into perspective?
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like that was from a different era? It was 2020. It was just before the pandemic hit in 2020. And there were so many athletes who we lost. Just a few weeks ago on the show, we talked about the death of the track star Rafer Johnson, who became this cultural symbol and a Hollywood actor. And he actually, you know, tackled Sirhan Sirhan after he shot Bobby Kennedy in Los Angeles. Vicky Wood, who was one of the first female NASCAR drivers in 1957 in Michigan, in 1959 at the Daytona International Speedway, she died. You know, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Tom Seaver, died. And then just a few days ago. Phil Niekro, the last of the great knuckleballers, died. So there was so much loss, of course, because of the pandemic and because of other circumstances, too.
What are you looking forward to in 2021?
I'm looking forward to sports being a reflection of society, as they always have been. And I'm looking for sports to come roaring back, because what will that mean? What's the implication if you work up from that premise? It's that society has recovered. And I don't think you can have, like we talked a little while ago on this show, that sports being the reward for a functional society. I would like to be rewarded, because you'll know what that means.
I can't stop thinking about that. It's true. And I'm with you on that. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always, and you have a happy new year.
You too, and you're welcome.